Today's devotional for January 26th is entitled, There's a Little Bit of Esau in All of Us. And we take our text from Genesis 27 and verse 42. Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Remedy. There are quite too many gospel pictures from the lives of Jacob and Esau to cover in a single devotional. Yet we should recall some of the basics. Esau, the firstborn, sold his birthright for something to eat, whereas Adam gave up dominion over the earth, his birthright, when he ate the fruit of the forbidden tree. Jacob, the secondborn of the twins, was a foreshadow of Jesus Christ. By the sacrifice of two goats and wearing the kid skins to appear to blind Isaac as Esau, Jacob received his father's blessing, just as Jesus received the blessing of his heavenly Father, standing in fallen man's place when he took on human flesh and gave himself as an atoning sacrifice. Esau determined to kill Jacob, but he planned to do so after his father Isaac passed away. Again, this was prophetic of the religious leaders of Christ's day, who conspired to kill the Lord Jesus, but waited to do so at the appropriate time because they feared an uproar among the people. Moreover, Esau's plan to kill his brother comforted his heart and eased his mind. Evil men like Esau and the religious leaders who conspired to destroy Jesus cannot be content nor find comfort until they have fulfilled their wicked lusts. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Proverbs 4, verses 16 and 17. The corruptions which still remain in our flesh will desire to rise up and oppose Christ and his atoning work as well. We must be on guard against such a thing. Christ's cross comforts us with godly sorrow and repentance, as well as joy and salvation. If we treat Christ's sacrifice casually or carelessly, however, we backslide with hearts no better than Esau's, or those who comforted themselves with plans to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep at Christ's cross and glory in it. That's the remedy for such lusts. Evil men lust wickedness with violence in their souls, yet Christians won't have peace unless to Christ's cross do we keep hold.